This is Brandi Younger, and you're listening to DJ Radu and the Diamond Soul Experience.
WABL, new rules, new music. Download the app or stream on ablradio.com.
You're experiencing the Diamond Soul Experience.
BamaLoveSoul.com.
BamaLoveSoul.com, decreasing your hard drive space since 2008. Welcome to the Diamond Soul Experience, Bama Love Soul's podcast, where we speak with your favorite soul and jazz artists, plus share some of what we're listening to. Thanks for listening and leaving comments. If you're listening on iTunes, please comment, subscribe, and rate the podcast to help us move up in the rankings, gain new listeners, and get more great interviews. Tonight's guest is harpist Brandi Younger. After summoning the strength to play in an Alice Coltrane tribute in 2007, she has gone on to be a force on the New York City music scene. You may have heard her on the intro to Come As Find It Forever, or even with John Legend, but you must make time to check her upcoming album, Wax and Wayne. Her sophomore project is described as a fusion of jazz, hip-hop, and funk, and I call it a must-listen for any fans of her idol, Dorothy Ashby. As usual, we have lots of great music in store, so keep it locked on the Diamond Soul Experience.
Thank you.
Mark the Client Load.
You're checking out DJ Radu on the Diamond Soul Experience.
Fiction, heads not upon listening. Get tossed mics on some all ripping in them. Fumble too many times and get traded. Not the brother you want to debate with. Nah. Kevin the crap, kick facts to tracks till the mic stand collapse. Man, relax. Don't ever try to take my dude. You should have known better. I break it down like an old Jetta.
Plus we go getters, the style we like feathers. Posing great danger like we were cock Berettas. Coming out for target practice on your whack kids. You speak words with no effects and even less damage. I managed to hold my own, project the soul. Back on top of things, plus I'm always ready to roll. Over the competition, cover the globe is the mission. We the hottest topic, plus the latest edition.
Listen, we sound better than your mans and them. Tell the truth, you wish I wasn't up in the booth. On top like the antenna on your roof. By surprise, you got knocked off the loop. What a difference a day makes. Disintegrate plates, keeping the pace, alleviate those who waste. Go together like treble and bass adjustment. Crush it then, the mic is the supplement. Overreact and get your face mushed in awful. Not by me, your D's ran up and caught you. Kev Brown and grab two raw dudes. Never get slept on, the rap is strong, yo.
Bemelosoul.com, decreasing your hard drive space since 2008. You're listening to the Diamond Soul Experience. Right now you're checking out Taku 14 from Bemelo Soul Presents On Deck Volume 1, which is available on all of your digital outlets. So make sure you pick that up. But also, you know, we definitely want to know what you're thinking about the podcast. So make sure you hit us. We're on all social networks under Bemelo Soul. Now, if you want to meet me face-to-face, February 5th, Art, Beats, and Lyrics will be in Birmingham with yours truly opening the night. So make sure you come by and say what's up. But for now, keep checking out the Diamond Soul Experience. We have Andrew Day's cover of the Grammy-nominated Kendrick Lamar, music from Jill Scott, and our interview with Brandon Younger. Stay tuned.
You're listening to DJ Radu on the Diamond Soul Experience.
Caught up in the maze of love, the crazy, crazy love. Thought it was good. That's the point.
WABL, new rules, new radio.
I love the way you put it on your eyes. The roses on your face light up the sky. Those lips are colorful all of the time, time, time. Girl, that's fine, but do you mind? No makeup too. I know she about to ask me how she looks. I tell her beautiful of how long it took for you to put it on. It was early in the morning. She resembled a model I'd ever met. Book concentrating on the way the eyeliner thickens. I stand behind her and try to figure her vision. A prettiness, the wittiness of colors on her skin tone. Her complexion and attraction of our girl. Damn girl, why so much? You're about to blow your cover when you cover up. Don't you know your imperfections is a wonderful blessing from heaven? It's where you got it from. I love your smile. You can do it without style. From your lips all the way to your eyebrows. It's the beauty in her. But when the makeup occur, I don't see it. All I see is a blouse. I love the way you put it on your eyes. The roses on your face light up the sky. Those lips are colorful all of the time, time, time. Girl, that's fine, but do you mind? No makeup too. I know she about to ask me how she look. I tell her beautiful of how long it took for you to put it down. It was early in the morning. She resembled a model out of the MacBook. Concentrating on the way my eyeliner thickens. You stand behind me and try to figure my vision. A prettiness, the wittiness, the colors on my skin tone. My complexion, the direction of our growth. Feel like it's not enough. I can never put on too much makeup. Yeah, I know your imperfections. I be constantly stressing from him is where I get it from. They tell me I need to smile. Well, it's once in a while. Hate my lips, my nose, my eyebrow. It's the beauty in me, but what they don't see is that I have the black eye. Be.
We'll be right back. Such a wise decision to tune into DJ Radu's Diamond Soul Experience. Please keep listening.
Are you trying to stop them from seeking peace of mind? Is there something that you think they have to hide? Never mind, never mind. The measures that are taken. Comes unhindered. He wants to live just like you. Chances appear but so few. But for the luck of the draw, you could be in his place. Your day so hard, you never think, you never thought about the fact that you stepped over life and rest on something made of stone. He wants to live just like you. Chances appear but so few, but for the luck of the draw,
thank you.
BamaLoveSoul.com, decreasing your hard drive space since 2008. It's the Diamond Soul Experience. I am DJ Radu. We're listening to He Has a Name, Awareness by Brandi Younger, who just so happens to be our guest tonight.
Oh, wow. You brought it back.
Brought it back. It never went anywhere. Brandi, the many things I enjoy about you and your music, one of those things being that you use your art as a platform to provide awareness to certain things. I mentioned that we're listening to He Has a Name, Awareness, but that was your tribute to Trayvon Martin's passing.
Right.
But you've also used your music to bring attention to the Growing Power Incorporated project, which allows the underserved communities to get affordable food.
Yes.
So I find it interesting that many musicians don't use their power of outreach. So what do you think is the musician's role as an activist?
Well, if you're like me as a person, I don't like to get into politics. I'm not a political person, but, you know, you'd have to be under a rock to not see and also be affected by what's going on and the problems that are happening. And I think maybe with musicians, sometimes maybe we look to huge artists to do that for us, because maybe we think that our reach just isn't broad enough, if that makes sense.
Right.
But I think that we have power in numbers, so that if we all do a little bit, it'll have a big impact.
Well, you're definitely doing your part. And, you know, once again, I appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But thank you. Well, I didn't even know you knew about the Growing Power thing. That just caught me off guard. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I think it was 2010 when Chris Kramer of Tensei reached out to me and told me about you. And ever since then, I have been a loyal fan.
Thank you.
And that means going to your Bandcamp page to get your music. So when I went to get, I think it was So Alive,
yep,
I saw there was a link to purchase a journal. And the proceeds, yep, from that journal went to Growing Power Incorporated. So, yeah. So, I learned something in addition to getting great music.
Yes, actually, that's my cousin's organization based out of Milwaukee. And what he's doing is just incredible. Incredible. He's making waves everywhere across the country. So
it's interesting because, you know, that link is from 2010. And it's about affordable food, but somewhat related, in 2016, we have people in Flint, Michigan that don't have, you know, water.
Right.
So it's just amazing how
little has changed.
How much little has changed, yeah. Indeed. Well, I'll go back. You know, I mentioned Tensei and Chris Kramer. Chris reached out to me earlier this week, I guess it was Wednesday, and told me about your new single, your latest single, Soul Vibrations. So how did you meet Chris?
I met Chris through a mutual friend, through another musician. And, you know, Chris is always working on music, and he is the most enthusiastic artist. And he's like, Brandi, you gotta check this out. Oh, these tracks, they're mixed meters. This is hard for me. I know it's easy for you guys. Or this track would be dope with some harp on it. So we just started working together over the internet. I would record over his tracks and send it to him, which is, I think, widely the way he works, via email. So that's how we got connected. And as I'm creating music, he has been so generous with helping me to get the word out there. I mean, he's been a key part of me just getting my music out in front of people like you.
Well, you definitely have to appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So, did you begin with the harp?
Not really. I played a little piano, you know, when I was little. I learned by the church organist. And then I played flute in school. But, you know, I was introduced to the harp through someone that worked with my parents. And I just sort of, you know, my parents were thinking ahead. They're thinking scholarship instrument, please, we have no money.
Right.
And, you know, you're a kid, you're not thinking about that. I thought, well, maybe it'd be interesting to try out. So I knew that I had to work, you know, I had to work hard in order to get the scholarship. And I didn't have intentions of playing after school. I just wanted a way to go to school. So God had other plans for me, obviously. I was going to say, because I haven't done anything else since.
So where did you go to school?
I received my undergraduate degree in harp performance and music management at the Hart School at the University of Hartford in West Hartford, Connecticut. And then I received my graduate degree here in New York at NYU.
Pretty impressive.
No more school after that.
So once you graduated, did you immediately go into the music scene?
Absolutely. So I'd say my last year of college, and mind you, I studied all classical music. So my last year of college, one of my teachers actually linked me with Kenny Garrett and said, you know, he's working on this new album and needs to kind of figure out some musical ideas. So we would sort of just, you know, get together and just literally work through ideas. And the school I attended for college, Hart had an extensive jazz department. So always too shy to play, my big head was always there. I'd sit in the class. I'd never bring my instrument. I would just sit there and learn and absorb. This was nothing that was required of me. I chose to do it in my free time. And it really wasn't until after college, when Alice Coltrane passed away, and I was called to play her memorial, which sort of was the turnaround point for me, mm-hmm. because I had been obsessed with her for years since before school, and this memorial was a musical concert with everyone that she had played with. It was sort of like, wow. it was surreal. It was ridiculous. So that happened, and alongside that, MySpace was there. Hey, MySpace. Rest in peace. I don't know where you are.
Right.
But, you know, people could hear your music and see you. So I linked up with Ryan Leslie maybe a year or two prior to that. So I did begin to work at the same time in pop and in jazz, all the while playing classical music.
So
things started working side by side.
When did you graduate?
I forgot numbers.
Well, I'm asking because you mentioned that you playing classical music. You link up with Ryan Leslie, and then you pop up in 2006 on a Cassie record. And for those that don't know, you know, Cassie's on Bad Boy Records.
Let's just say I was young.
All right.
Let's just say I was young, okay?
All right. But the following year, we find you on Cummins Finding Forever.
That's true.
So how do you go from being the shy person that's not bringing her instrument to the classes, linking up with Ryan Leslie, and kind of fast-forwarding it to the hip-hop industry?
Have you ever heard of getting thrown in the fire? So all the while I'm studying this classical music, I didn't grow up on classical music. I'm New York born and raised, so I knew hip-hop. You know, I knew R&B. I knew soul music that my parents were listening to. So it was a no-brainer for me to, you know, dip my fingers into that. Now, the very first pop job I did was that Cassie record. And do you know how they found me?
How did they find you?
It's like, you might know people who know people, and it doesn't even matter. Ryan found me on MySpace. Just for me to walk in the studio in the middle of the night, that same night, to say, oh my gosh, your assistant I went to college with. You know, it's like,
wow.
The world just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So that was thanks to MySpace for that very first session that really did open doors for a lot of things, because, you know, Ryan had such a large video presence.
He did, yes.
That, you know, people would just see it. And from then I started doing a lot of tracks that I finally figured out how to record at home because I got tired of moving the harp everywhere. You know, so I was able to produce music at home, and that right there really helped me to move forward. So I did record on Mac Wilde's record about a year or two ago, and I did that at home. I was so excited.
I'm sure you were, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to ask, you know, how cumbersome is the harp?
It's cumbersome, period. And then it's real cumbersome when you live in Manhattan.
So to transport it is...
Your options are a heart mover, a car like a SUV van, or a taxi Uber that's big, that's large. And I drive, I do have a car. But you know, you gotta deal with parking, gotta deal with unloading and pleading with the cop not to give you a ticket just while you take the harp out. Please just give me 30 seconds to just pull it into the lobby. Then you gotta deal with the security guard who doesn't wanna let you leave the harp in the lobby while you move the car. And it's a whole big thing.
Believe me, I understand. As a DJ with your turntables and your
crates, you know the struggle.
I know the struggle.
The struggle is real.
It is very real. It's very real.
You mentioned that you were a huge fan of Alice Coltrane. How did you get turned on to Alice Coltrane as someone who started out on the piano and the flute and began to play the harp based on obtaining scholarship money?
Because my parents came home, like, try this CD out, see if you like it. They knew it was different. They knew it wasn't a classical CD. And I listened to it, and that was the end. I was like, I want to do this.
Just like that.
I want to play Blue Nile. You know, and that's why that memorial in 2007 was so ridiculous for me, you know? Because I said, I want to do that. And that turned into, I am doing this. Ready or not.
Was it just the music, or was it also seeing someone who looked exactly like you playing this instrument?
All of the above. At that time, you know, there was Alice Coltrane. This is when I was youngest, before she passed. Alice Coltrane, Dorothy Ashby had passed on. And Ann Hobson Pilot, who's in the Boston Symphony, who's still around. And that was about it. And the internet wasn't that prevalent. Now I sound old. But the internet wasn't that, you know, it was there, but it wasn't what it is now. So access was very difficult.
Right, right. I mean, because until you informed me of Ann Hobson Pilot, I was unaware of her. I was only aware of Alice Coltrane and Dorothy Ashby.
Living legend.
Indeed, indeed. So, 2007, you do the Alice Coltrane tribute, and everyone she's played with is there. In 2009, you play with her son, Ravi.
Yeah, okay, so 07 was also with Ravi, and that led to some jazz festivals in her honor. The JVC Jazz Festival, the Detroit Jazz Festival, and these concerts that was honoring her and memorializing her through her music, which I'd say 07 to now has been a wonderful relationship that we've had from then to this very day.
That's good. Now, Alice Coltrane is one. We mentioned Dorothy Ashby, and you pay homage to her in several different ways. On Supreme Sonnessy, Dorothy Jean is a tribute to Dorothy Ashby, and also the title of your new album, Wax and Wayne, is a song from one of her albums.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what effect or what role does Dorothy Ashby play in your musical styling?
Again, that same feeling when learning about Alice Coltrane. It was that same feeling learning about Dorothy Ashby. The major difference was that I had direct access to not only Alice Coltrane's music, but her music, her family, her legacy, her story. And this was not true for Dorothy Ashby. So for years, I had to do digging via meeting artists that had played with her that were still living, because there was nothing on the internet at the time. So it was years of research and then eventually finally getting in contact with her family. I like that. I'm like a history buff. That was my strong point in school. Performance major, but I was like, yeah, history. I don't know why I'm so into history. But give me a biography. I'll read it like right away in a day. So there was a lot that couldn't be explained, and that mystery was like captivating for me. And some years ago, Megan Stabile at Revive began a jam session on Tuesday nights. It's now at the Zinc Bar in the Village, but it used to be uptown at the Spot in East Harlem. And one day she was like, Brandy, I want you to do this dope Dorothy Ashby tribute. You know, I want the Pete Rock in there, everything. And she's like, I want like seven harps. She had like grand ideas because Megan's huge, right?
Right.
And I'm like, well, And I had been asked to do Dorothy Ashby tributes for years, and I just said, yeah, I'm just not ready. You know, I'm not ready. I always said, I'm not ready. And, you know, Megan's a friend. And I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to be ready, so let me just get ready. So that, maybe that year we just decided to, you know, to premiere a tribute on a small scale at Winter Jazz Fest. So that was the first real tribute that I did to her. What year was that? I can't keep track. 09, 10, 11, something like that. And after that came Megan talking about Supreme Sonacy. And I want you to do a track on this record. I want you to pay homage to Dorothy. I don't want it to be a Dorothy song. So that's where Dorothy Jean came from. I wrote that in love of what became. We had Casey Benjamin produce it, which I had originally called him to play on it. Thank God he said, I'm just going to produce it, because it wouldn't have turned into what it is had he not produced it. So after we recorded that session, Ann Drum and the flutist said, Brandy, we got to record. We have to do something like this. So that's where Wax and Wayne came from. We literally just took that same exact band, same exact studio, and recorded this record. It's a short record. It's actually perfect for vinyl. It's definitely a record for vinyl. And it took a while, but now it's finally coming.
Right.
We did it right away. And then, you know, the process is a lot. So we finally are getting it out there.
February 19th, we're going to get Wax and Wayne. I'm so excited about that. One of the things I read about the album is it's a jazz, hip-hop, funk fusion. And I know you mentioned, you know, you grew up in New York, so you were definitely exposed to hip-hop. And one thing we're seeing a lot nowadays is this jazz hip hop fusion. Artists like Robert Glasper, Jose James, you know, they just have that hip hop swag for performing jazz, you know.
Right.
But I think one of the more interesting things is jazz is making this comeback after that period of time where jazz was somewhat or considered by some to be uncool.
The antiquated quality of it, you know, I mean, you got to remember you're speaking to a harpist. Talk about antiquated. Jazz was cool when it was popular, and then other genres started to evolve or appear to where a lot of people didn't think jazz was cool, and it was old folks music. Mm. However, with so many young folks playing it, it was inevitable that at some point in some time, the young folks playing it would make it so that young folks would want to listen to it.
Well, I'm glad that's happened. I'm glad that you're making music. You spoke about Dorothy Jean. It's a tribute to Dorothy Ashby, but it's not a Dorothy Ashby song. So I'm going to get into that. We're going to play that right now. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Prelude, Live at the Breeding Ground. And Wax and Wayne. Alright, so stay tuned on the Diamond Soul Experience with Brandy Younger. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. DiamondLoveSoul.com, decreasing your hard drive space since 2008. It's the Diamond Soul Experience. We're sharing the love of jazz music with everyone, with my special guest, Brandi Younger.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you. Learning so much about our ancestors, Dorothy Ashby, Alice Coltrane, and Miss Ann Hobson Pilot, who's still with us. But the exciting thing right now is February 19th, your new album, Wax and Wayne, will be released.
Yeah.
But this isn't your first rodeo. It's 2011. You released your first album, Prelude. So how do you go from being that shy girl to, you know what I'm saying, saying, hey, I have a vision. I want to get my vision out.
I went into an analog studio and recorded Prelude with no intentions of releasing it. And I was like, let me just record some songs. Whatever. Use it as a demo. You know, because at this point, I'm still playing a lot of chamber music, orchestra, working a little bit with my group. And who'd I talk to? It was Casey Benjamin that said, he said, don't record demos, make albums. So I'm like, so I should just put this out? He's like, yeah. I was like, but it's like four songs. And he said, so? So then I just put it out. And thanks Chris for coming up out of nowhere and sending it out there. And then people just got wind of it. And they really loved that first show live that I wrote with Naya, the singer. So, you know, we didn't know anyone was gonna like listen to it. We didn't know anyone was gonna listen to it. Now it's on like hair videos and stuff. So, you know, that came and it, unplanned. You know, it was me just going in the direction of the wind, literally.
At this point, you performed with several artists or recorded with several artists, and you know your name is getting out there. When do you decide to focus on the jazz and your music specifically?
Did or do?
Did.
When did is the proper question, because I started doing everything at the same time. I never stopped one thing to focus on another until I'd say fairly recently. I sort of started to, because I'm a full-time musician. This is what I do for a living.
Right.
So it's not just what do I want to do. It's what do I want to do coupled with what do I need to do. So it was chamber concerts, it was orchestra concerts, it was weddings, it was anything. It was jazz clubs, it was everything. And I did get to a point, you know, in recent years where I sort of had to pare down what I was doing, somewhat because of exhaustion and schlepping the instrument out. And, you know, I mean, I guess this happens when you're not 18 anymore. When you're not 18 anymore, you sort of just, you know, kind of hone in on what makes your soul happy. Happier. So I was already working with my band. It's like, all right, well, let's do a little more of this. Let's record. I have an album that I haven't released yet that was recorded well before Wax and Wayne. Wax and Wayne was not planned. It just happened. It was one of those things that we just decided to move on. Even though my plan was to release this other album, full-length studio record, that's very diverse, has Alice Coltrane, has Dorothy Ashby, has traditional jazz, has the newer stuff. It really was a sprinkling of a more diverse thing. And then Wax and Wayne is a very, very concept-specific thing. It's like a big old smack in the face of head bobbing. Might break your neck a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, that just happened. So I'm already ready to release the other album. And the thing is, this Wax and Wayne, just as we work with PR, we're seeing that it's coming off as not jazzy enough for the jazz, and then a little too jazzy for the non-jazz. So it's interesting to see who will take to it. You know, because it's an instrumental record. It's got no singers on it. And it's different. It's different. Dorothy Ashby was different at her time, too.
I was listening to something earlier today, and they were speaking about the critics. And they said almost the exact same thing you're saying now. Like, it was too jazzy. No, it was too jazzy for non-jazz heads.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't jazzy enough. I'm trying to recall what I was listening to. I listened to too much. I listened to too much music.
I know you do.
And I listened to too many podcasts. That's all I do. But
well, what it is, what it does, it's, I mean, it's like it it sucks to hear that, you know, when people reject your record because of that, you know, it's just not what we're looking for. It's not really our thing. It's not traditional enough, or it's too jazzy. It's like, okay, so that just means that we have to, you know, keep pushing to just create this little lane. You know,
I guess for me, I'm surprised that lane, quote unquote lane, still exists.
Right. Or doesn't really exist.
Right. Because I'm at the point now where good music is good music.
Yeah. But everyone's not like you.
Sadly. Because you can miss out on so much.
I know.
You know, as a child, I would hear jazz on Sundays. Like, the radio stations were formatted to where you got everything during the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when jazz was on Sundays, I just say from, you know, 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, it would be on and I would listen to it. But in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't like jazz. I would be waiting for the hip-hop to come on at 7 o'clock. But, you know, as I got older, or rather, hip-hop helped to introduce me to jazz in a way that made it palatable.
Right.
And now I'm at a point where it's like, I don't care what it is. If it sounds good, I'm listening to it.
Right.
Because music can have such a great effect on you. And it makes me unhappy that people have to stratify things.
It makes you unhappy. Imagine. I mean, it's not even for me personally. It's not about the record. I'm a harpist. And even in just the harp community, it's she plays jazz. It's like, I got 2 degrees in classical music and I will play the Bach sonatas that you can play. You know, so it's you get boxed in from jump, whether or not you want that box. I don't like that box. I don't like for there to be a word in front of harpist. I'm a harpist. I don't like to be pigeonholed into, I'm a class harpist, I'm a jazz harpist, I'm a this harpist. Can I just be a freaking musician?
Right.
I mean, could I?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned earlier that you like to read biographies. I'm the exact same way. And presently, I'm reading Bernard Purdy's autobiography.
Mm.
And he played literally everything. He played everything. And he speaks about people saying, well, he's just a this type of drummer, or he's just a that type of drummer. But he's played on everything. And it's amazing that what he was going through, you know, 40, 50, possibly even 60 years ago, we're still boxing folks in with today.
Right.
I'm a fan of talent overall. And until you show me that you can't do a thing, just believe that person can do the thing. Just give them a shot.
Yeah. Give people a shot and see how people respond to it.
Right. Well, we've gone on a tangent.
I know.
But you spoke about Megan earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys meet?
Early on, I guess when she moved over here from New York, I was already, I want to say I was living here after college when she moved here from Boston after Berkeley. And she would do these very little shows. Really little shows. There was a spot in Harlem called the Lion's Den. Actually, I think we probably met the very first time there. This was a long time ago. Maybe like 06, 05, 06-ish. And she would produce these little shows, and she had a little mailing list on a piece of paper. She'd pass around, people would write their email address on, before she had the website, you know. And she would just sort of send little mailings out for shows. We literally just met by being out, in New York. You know, the music community is so small.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know everyone, all musicians know each other. And if they don't know each other, they know of each other. Everyone's played with everyone. It's such a small community. Remember, Manhattan is a tiny island, by the way.
Right.
We're just piled on top of each other.
So I know that Casey Benjamin helped produce Dorothy Jean, which appears on Supreme Sonicy, which is on Megan's Revive label. Is that how you met Casey?
No, I met Casey, how did we meet? Early on playing a jam session. Again, it's that whole New York is really small and the music community is even smaller. So I met him just by, you know, again, hanging out years ago. And the first time we actually worked together was for my Dorothy Ashby tribute. When I said, you know what, I kind of want what you're doing on this. You know, I want effects. I want it to not be my quartet. I wanted it to be a different thing than my jazz quartet. Everyone goes back. I haven't met anyone recently.
I know you mentioned the squad that's on the Wax and Wayne albums, the exact same squad that you worked with on Supreme Sonicy.
Yep, with the exception of the guitar player, Mark Whitfield. He's not on Supreme Sonicy, and he's on Wax and Wayne.
I know, you know, throughout jazz, you'll have these groups that work together, and you find that thing that helps you, you know, gel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on, you grow as an artist, and sometimes those groups no longer stay together. What was it about this group that made you want to work on this album with that group?
So it was the tease of one song. Remember, Supreme Sonicy was one song. It wasn't a tour. It wasn't an album. I mean, Dorothy Jean, it was literally one song. So it was sort of like, we can't stop here.
can't stop.
Just eat one cookie.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta go through the whole package and then you think of it.
Alright, so I know you mentioned Wax and Wayne. It's a short album. It's perfect for vinyl. I love the way you say that, because that means that we are going to get this album on vinyl.
I want it on vinyl. We're talking about that. We're talking about it.
So it's 7 tracks long. Does Dorothy Jean appear on this album?
Nope. Pure revised Blue Note.
Okay. So are there any special guests on this album?
It's a Shargo, the violin viola duo. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They are playing the interludes with me, just the three of us.
So is there an interlude in between each track?
There are two interludes. You'll have to find out when you hear it. No, there are two interludes, right in the middle of the record.
And kind of back to the rant we had earlier, you know, you're trying to show us the harp's place in music.
Or show you that it doesn't really have a place, that it can fit in many contexts, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. One of the things I'm really enjoying right now is that people are bringing instruments back to music. And there was a point where once the drum machine came and the synthesizers came, you know, it spelled the end for musicians, for bands, and to be able to hear tracks nowadays, like the internet,
yep.
Of course, Robert Glasper, just groups performing with live bands, live instruments, you know, musicians actually working nowadays. You know, I can see that the harp or strings can make their way into anything. You just have to
do it.
Yeah, they just need the opportunity to be placed into the music.
Right.
We're definitely excited about February the 19th. Because that's when Wax and Wayne will be released. We can put it in our MP3 players, play it in our CDs, hopefully get it on vinyl at some point. Oh, also, it's available for pre-order today.
How'd you know that?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're good.
I research. I love what you do.
It literally just became available at like midnight.
January 22nd.
Wow.
What's next for Brandon Young?
After this record, you mean?
After this record, yeah. I'm looking to the future.
I'm looking at another record because it's done already. And then I'm looking at a solo record because one of the things I always hear, like, I want to hear just more harp. But in my reality is all there is just harp. I mean, I hear harp music every day. So I could understand how for the listener that's not used to hearing harp, they might now just want to hear a naked instrument. So my next project is going to be a solo record that I will probably tour with because it'll just be me and my harp. And I'm hoping that by that time people will have enough band stuff of mine that they'll want to hear me by myself. I just really hope that people do start to latch on to the instrument. It's not even about me. It's about the instrument and just changing their whole opinion about it.
I think it's really fantastic that you're here now. I remember it was possibly even 7 years ago, my friend turned me on to Afro harping. And I had never heard of Dorothy Ashby before.
And what a shame, because she only has 11 records and she's
right.
Only on like every recording in the 70s. You know, like,
right.
She's on everything.
The reason why I say I'm glad that you're here now is all of these youngsters out here now can see you.
Right.
They can hear you. And as long, and I think the awareness of, you know, the New York jazz scene with the Supreme Sonicy, the guys that you worked with and the people in your circle, I think that that awareness could possibly take place, you know, much quicker. 7 years ago, I was 31, 32 years old. So before I even found out about a Dorothy Ashby, mm-hmm. but hopefully that won't take so long for others
right.
to discover
right.
you know, this music that's out there.
Right. It's funny. Sometimes it requires me going to schools and, like, I'll bring my computer and I'll have to... This is going to sound terrible. I might want to play them like a Jay-Z track. Now, mind you, kids know who Jay-Z is, but they know new Jay-Z.
Right.
They don't know old Jay-Z, so I have to stop and be like, oh my gosh, you don't know this song because you're young. You know? You don't know this song because you're young, and therefore this track means nothing to you. You know what I mean? It's like, I sit here, I finally think, now I'm cool to the kids, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I got old, I got the Pete Rock sample, I got the DJ Premier, I got the Kanye, and they don't know those songs.
Yeah, yeah.
First, like, forget it. Just like it.
Just right. Because like I said so. All right, so we're going to get out of here, but before we do, I want you to tell me your three favorite albums, regardless of genre.
Albums? Oh my gosh, not fair. Okay, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, done. Life After Death, done. And one more. This is hard because it's not fair. It's like a, I've got a Brandy compilation that combines kind of Blue, Miles Davis. It combines Alice Coltrane, Fatada El Daoud. It combines Dorothy Ashby, Fantastic Jazz Harp. I mean, it's not a fair question. It's not a fair question.
I need one more.
That is one in a smush.
We'll take it. We'll take it, man.
Thank you
so much, Brandy, for your time. Thank you for the information. Thank you for being our generation's black female harpist, if that means anything. Because no, I think it does mean something.
It does, and I'm learning that as I grow. I am seeing it now that I didn't see it before.
All right, so once again, thank you so much for everything you do. We're looking forward to Wax and Wayne. We're looking forward to the completed album that has not yet been released, but will be released. So we'll keep our ears and eyes open for that.
Yeah.
How can your fans get in contact with you?
Oh, I'm Harpista on everything. And my website is brandyyounger.com, and that's Brandy with two E's.
Make sure you pick up Wax and Wayne. It'll be available February 19th. You can actually pre-order it now. It is available at
iTunes.
Oh, it's available on iTunes?
Yes, it is.
It is on iTunes. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
And we're going to get into Soul Vibrations.
Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
bemelosoul.com, decreasing your hard drive space since 2008. I am DJ Radu, and man, I had such a great time with Brandy Younger. I'm sure you did as well. I'm also sure you're loving Soul Vibrations, so make sure you pre-order Wax and Wayne. We have some hip-hop coming your way, Blackalicious, new music from Static King, which is Static Selector and Crooked Eye, plus one of my personal favorite MCs, Bahamadia. Also, I didn't mention earlier, this Friday, I'll be putting it down with the Birmingham hip-hop scene at the Lobotomix with you Genius and Ancestors, so make sure you come through. Definitely want to see your face in the place. Come through and support. And thanks for all those who support the Diamond Soul Experience and Bama Love Soul. It's greatly appreciated. We actually just turned 8 years old on the 21st, so I had to do something special for the site because, you know, we've been here 8 years. I've seen many sites come and go. And actually, last week, I meant to pay respects to Norman Myers from New Soul Magazine, who passed away. And that's, you know, one reason why I definitely want to celebrate our 8 years, because spreading good music is something that he really believed in. And I hold my torch up for Norman. Rest in power, Norman. We're gonna keep on rocking for you right here on the Diamond Soul Experience.
Sitting on top of the bay, watching the tide. It's time to break the tension away. Come take a ride as you enter the dimension of the Crusoe size. That ain't nothing going on but a party. Now our brothers wanna flex, but I'm over they heads. I got the funky type of style to rip your vocals to shreds. I'm never running from the feds, wearing red pro kicks, cause I ain't did nothing, nobody. I dedicate that line to Shaq from South Central. Not saying I'm the baddest, but I know I got potential. For every black man hung lyrically, I lent you. Your style is kinda dry, I hope my melody can quench you. My soul is one with all, although my ego is against you. See, rappers are raw meat, so now I got to mention you. I'm playing rappers out like a old pair of gym shoes. I can do anything, I can do anything. Cruising down the street in my 6-4 Impala. It's what I'd like to be doing if only I had the dollars. A baller ain't a baller if he ain't got balls. A scholar ain't a scholar if he ain't got scholastic education. And if not that, then learn from life beyond all the material crap. A human ain't a human if he doesn't make mistakes. And the name of this song is Swan Lake. A battle ain't a battle if you don't catch scars. A mind that ain't inquisitive really doesn't got what this to live for. If you can't explore the realms of thought, you ought not test, lest you'll be chomped up like a pop rock. Stop, bought weed from the weed lady, thought it was the bomb. Really wasn't nothing but a bag of strong palms. Lost $20, didn't get high. Maybe next time I use my finances right. Live another day, learn another lesson. Ain't no need to get my mental status quo stressing. That is so ill, that is for real, that is no skill. Display these shades gone now, so it's time to build my own umbrella. Tell her, hella, mella, fellas lounging. Better bread, I never fled ahead of other sounds. And all I wanna do is run my own universe. Grab the mic and let my spirit just fly. When I universe, mind over matter, spirit over mind. A doobie and a skin, funky break beats and rhymes. A true blue homie to the end, reminiscing with your sisters in the living room den. A life with a plan, 9 acres on a land. Building self by yourself, helping out a fellow man. Preparing for the essence when your inner soul's free. Before the departure, plant another ripe seed. I think what everybody's striving for is peace of mind. I'm thinking the world is full of inner pledges that are out there to find. Manipulated minds need to make an escape. And the name of this song is Swan Lake. Manipulated minds need to make an escape. And the name of this song is Swan Lake. Swan Lake.
With DJ Radu.
WABL. New rules, new radio.
Greetings, all the way from the UK. This is Tall Black Guy signing in, and you are listening to the Diamond Soul Experience with DJ Radu. Peace.
I'm probably just targeting your market, and then I take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose. Cause wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the noose. Scramble eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still conceal, still that Beretta is recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mask era era. So never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like off your new releases. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask them native NYers like the empire building. I'm just empire building when grown folks are talking quiet, children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed, I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free, I'm alive, I got money, I ain't dead or in jail.
Let's get back to the jam, though. You rocking with new friends, I'm surrounded by fam, though. That part is Mando. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name, then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am, though. Keep this the same for damn show. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she can text me later. I guess that's kind of boss, but this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash nigga that pull your respirator plug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they could give me a cell, but I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. Oh, you give me a scale, it's pure dope. I could sell it forever, who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac 11 weapon spark, you get severed in several parts till a 7-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's the deadly art, and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department. Yes, I'm sorry. These niggas got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man.
I came from nothing, yeah. I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed. Never. I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't dead or in jail.
Public Enemy, number one, right smack dab in your brain cells for real. You listening to Diamond Soul Experience with DJ Rock.
Check it out. Ionize in the house. Bravo, rap lover, Ross, Marco Polo, with the PR. To all you fake ass thugs out there talking about you got this and you got that, and you gonna murder this one and murder that one, talking all that bullshit, I'm gonna put it to you like this, yo. Check it out. As I commence lyrical content, now bust the grammar. Indians trying to make me flip out like David Banner. Busting out the garment, slamming shit like Onyx. When I'm vexed, I flex and turn green like the chronic. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out for fronting. Busy deceiving, achieving nothing. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. It's Pete Rock and I and I coming straight from New York. Now all the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up, the joke's on you, Jack. True that. Cause when I came through the door, my mind was thinking all out war. I'ma settle the score once and for all. Ain't no time for faking jacks when it's time for making stacks. I'm dropping bombs like Acts in the Bible with my recital. So recline like a passenger seat, son. Relax as I take you to the max, homeboy. You're faking jet acts.
Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers who fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back.
Check it. You never succeed or progress. Searching for peace through material objects. You go to extremes in the process. Accuse others when it's you showing your true colors. Busy selling your dreams, but all your cream contributes to your lack of self-esteem. So it would seem, cause every day of the week you act different. You see your peoples, you speak, your eyes shifting. Frontin' what, son, you love to perform. But when the crowd's gone, word is born, you get your murk on. Is this the real definition of what a snake is? Y'all should've been politicians, that's where the cake is. But it didn't work with the fake ass smirk. See, the meek shall inherit the earth for what it's worth. Turn around, yo, you backwards. You know what the facts is. You faking jacks, kid.
Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers who fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks.
A musical experience like no other. The Diamond Soul
Experience. I like this. If you become a small bird, I can bring you to any place.
Take a track. Let's go freaking.
DamelowSoul.com, decreasing your hard drive space since 2008. It's a Diamond Soul experience. I am DJ Radu, and it's time for me to go. Hit us up on DamelowSoul.com, all social media sites, or email us at blscrew@DamelowSoul.com. We have some Jose James and Chris Bowers to see you on the way out. I look forward to hanging with you next week on a Diamond Soul experience. Tell your friends about us. Don't keep us a secret.
Touch me where you wanna. It's been a while. You ease back for a moment. I need it now. I can't speak much louder, but you can hear the sound. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore. In the time that I
brothers recollect. treat my romance with respect, so brothers recollect. True romance with respect, so brothers recollect. Exile. I defeat the art to boost my morale. Star child to creation, all natural. Let's explore realms of infertile. Foreclose the facets linked to exile. I defeat the art to boost my morale. Star child to creation, all natural. Yeah.
I'm a forgetter. I will forget you. You will not know me. You wouldn't want to. I'm a forgetter.
ABL, new rules, new music. Download the app or stream on ablradio.com.
Birmingham's exclusive neo soul experience, the Diamond Soul Experience.
BamaLoveSoul.com.